All right, everybody. Welcome to episode 300. Of the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I am your host, Lord Stephen Bisciotti. Everybody just heard Pete get up there and rock the house. I just want to let everybody know, hey, you guys will forget for 100 episodes how worthless he is on the podcast every week now.
I think that's fair.
Fair.
Everything's fair.
Fair. So Pete's sitting here, for those of you at home who didn't come to Legion's Con because you're fucking stupid.
Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck him.
We didn't even record the funniest part of the show, probably, because fuck you. Get here next year. Pete's sitting here getting a tattoo. I don't know what it is, a cat, something stupid. What are you getting, Pete?
It's the Furious 4 logo.
Furious 4 logo. David Williams is doing them as we speak. He is ripping into that flesh. And he's surprised that that blood's not coming out, fat's coming out of his skin, of his pores. That's my goal.
Oh, I don't care about this.
He says, I don't care about this.
Translation, I'm the alpha now.
Will White's in the crowd, and he needs to learn that his anecdotes to everything we say are not very funny.
My Patreon's here, and I forgot it was still a $10 a month money waste. So I'm like, I fucked up.
We thank you for your $10 and your silence.
It's absolutely a bummer that your mom broke down on the way to the clinic.
It's absolutely a bummer that your mom was ovulating when your dad busted a nut in there.
Joke's on you, though. She was fixed and somehow I was still born.
Oh my God, just shut up.
Security.
Why don't you guys do more with a live studio audience? Because of Billy Bay.
Who's running security? Matt Rod?
What? He is
shit.
What?
I'm trying to stop him, Matt Rod.
I heard what he's done to people. I'm not messing with him.
He's that poor woman.
He's not drunk enough.
All right, it is day one of Legion's Con. We've had a blast. It was a great show today, right, everybody? Yeah! Man, the talent that is in that stupid room, I don't know. It's ridiculous.
In that stupid room.
It is.
It's a big stupid room
with a bunch of stupid people that can waste their lives on painting stupid little heads and shit. Jesus Christ, we're worthless. Worthless in society.
Did you sell any?
Did I sell?
Yeah.
Oh, like a motherfucker.
You abandoned us, and I didn't really feel like going to visit you because I'm hurt.
I had shit to do.
Yeah.
I had important shit to do, not just hang out with you losers. But
ouch.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, obviously. Yeah. So, great show today. We had a blast. We got tomorrow ahead of us. Some fun things. We had G-Con yesterday, and while the horsemen came through again, they knocked our fucking socks off. At least in my opinion. You think we should talk about that?
No.
No. Moving on. We're going to talk about the new wave.
Yeah, I think we should talk about the new wave. I think it's fun. There's some good
Travis,
stuff in
there. Are you going to say anything?
Yeah, I will. at some point, I'll definitely contribute. So, speaking of that wave, what was, right off the get-go, what was the one for you guys that you were like, that's it, I need that one?
The Viking!
Weapons back.
The Viking back.
Mine was probably, what was the scorpion person thing? No one?
Travis,
what was it?
I'm working on it!
No,
oh, Trev.
Nobody knows. How many people in this fucking room?
This Patar!
Oh, okay.
This Patar.
That's the one. I thought that was cool.
There's no way that's right.
There's no way.
I love that one as well. When that one popped up, I would say that was my favorite at the time.
That's what she said.
Yes.
At the time?
At the time.
What took it over?
The bear is just, to get a toy like that, to me, is wild. And I loved it before they brought it out and stood it up. As soon as they stood it up and it was taller than a troll, like, it was instant, like, I might have to go to the bathroom.
I kind of left the bear off my list, like, to choose as my favorite, because it's kind of, like, the given for the most part.
I totally get that.
Yeah. Like, if you're trying to pick your favorite host on the podcast, you leave me off the list because it's a given. Right?
It's your show, right?
What about you, Steven? What do you think?
I mean, you got to say the bear, or I have to say the bear. I was so hoping it was a bear. They played it cool, and I thought, if they bring out a fucking horse, I'm flipping over this fucking table. And they obviously didn't, and
full-on Chris Farley Folgers.
Oh, God, it would have been so, I would have been so pissed, because I mean, I don't know if Cornboy opened his mouth one time and said it was a bear, and before it was supposed to be a bear. Who knows whether that has been planned forever or not, but it was at the point where it had to be a bear. It had to just fucking be a bear. And it was, and it was a great bear. And then when they showed the standing up, I was like, wow, I wish Courtney was here right now, because I got the biggest boner. And for a guy, overweight guy at 45, I was like, we got to take advantage of this
Don't
shit.
Don't waste it.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, you know, taking the bear off the table.
Taking the bear off the table.
Taking the bear off the table.
Yeah, that's what I say. Take the bear off the table.
Take the bear off the table.
The bear wins. So.
Honestly, I guess the Braedar or the Viking, the first one they showed was fucking cool. And I wanted it, but it didn't surprise me because I expected something like that, you know?
Just tell me when you need to be typing.
Well, what really got me was that fucking hot chick. The 1.0, I mean, did you see the ass on her? She looks like she could pull a fucking plow. I was like, that's the kind of girl that can help you fucking, you know, plow the garden and come in and give you fucking five kids, you know, with her childbearing hips. So that right there, I gotta say, was probably the best reveal.
She's what do you gonna think? Tell you to make dinner.
$5 super chat. Yeah. I agree with Steve.
Galactic Valor's a joke. It's a
Will White apparently just got thrown out.
Yeah, for those of you at home, Anthony Househeel just threw him out of the room.
2 years in a row.
2 years in a row.
2 years in a row. Thank you, Anthony.
We appreciate you.
Those steroids are coming through.
He's a big dumb animal to me, folks.
Trevor Williams is out there. Just saw him walking around. I dare him to come up here and take a picture of us and make it look good.
Challenge declined.
He declined it, that son of a bitch.
Can he bring his blue Curtis, for those of you at home, Curtis is throwing wads of money at us.
He said $5 super chat, and he said he didn't bring his blue light. Oh, dang.
Travis, how about you?
You know what? It's without a doubt Scapular. And not just because that figure was amazing, but what they did with the boys, I was emotional. And
fucking pussy.
You go to Billy Bays, he's out in the hallway crying.
Good, maybe he'll rethink his life.
Still early.
That was an amazing experience, and we've seen it in the past, but it just was super cool, and I really am happy for those two dudes. So that was awesome. And besides that, that figure is just beautiful. The skeletons kind of brought me into this line for the most part. So to see that upgrade, it got me excited.
No surprise that Boner's brought him in.
Yeah.
Jones for the bones.
Nothing wrong with bones. Peter. I thought he was cool too, but yeah. I can't. I don't. It's like I expected myself. I'm gonna like the skeleton because I like skeletons. So I made sure that I didn't choose the skeleton in my head. That's how my brain fucking works. I can't help that.
Jerry's going through and talking himself out of everyone why it wasn't his favorite.
That's what I do. Because I'm like, we're going to have this conversation later somehow, and I'm going to have to fucking have an answer, and I don't have a fucking answer. Ask me tomorrow. It'll be different. Sorry.
Peter?
Yeah, the Shogun Devil Warrior. The backstory, the look, the color, all of it—that's it for me. I do think it's cool that they're diversifying a little bit, and I feel like this entire wave was all fan service, man. It was, hey, what do you guys want? Hey, by the way, here it is, and I was super impressed by that.
I think it definitely feels like that is this line, and they keep doing it for us, which makes me very, very happy. Without a doubt.
I really liked the horse for Scapular. It isn't anything I would have thought of. Right. But when it came, it was like, yeah, that's better than anything I would have thought of. That was what he needed. A freaking unicorn for crying out loud. Right. That's ridiculous. And ridiculous in a you know, over the top kind of way, which is perfect for the character. So I was really, you know, it's no bear, but it's pretty fucking cool.
Well, and just the fact that, I mean, obviously we're getting the reuse of the horse, but they still somehow find ways to make it so it doesn't feel like a reuse.
Right.
Now, it's a whole lot of shelf space, that's for sure. But I thought that was also just a beautiful piece. Kyle doesn't like it because it's not white.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa, tough rock.
Now, in his defense, he said all the unicorns he's ever seen were white.
He's that old.
He has trouble telling them apart.
It's okay. He grew up in the 60s. All right.
1860s.
Super happy to see the bonus head come in. Everybody knows that I love head. And
bearded head.
Bearded head.
It's just beautiful to see that they bring that in. And obviously people know how much that means to this community, which is why this line is so amazing. And we got a whole bunch of people here attending this. So I just want to say thank you to you guys all for sitting through this. Shit show.
This has got to be rough.
Yeah, so thank you very much. Some of you have been around for a long time. A real long time.
Sounds like too long.
Yep. Some of you just happened to walk in here because you thought you saw people coming in here. I am really sorry.
Yeah, if you wandered in here accidentally, your life sucks.
You too.
I don't know who said that. I can't turn my head that far.
How is that tattoo feeling?
You all right? Not bad. There's been a couple of spots where, like, hey, I know where that's at. near the elbow, not a real good time. Elbow ditch, not a real good time. But for the most part, we're doing okay.
All right, good.
He's so gentle.
So Steve going next after your tattoo?
Oh, Steve, are you going to get tattooed too?
You know, I thought about it, but I don't know where to put it.
On your ass.
Not that's not going to happen.
Why not?
Not on my ass.
Get my name on your ass.
No, I'd get the same thing Pete's getting. If I was going to get one right here in this time, I think that's the only thing you could get.
I totally agree with that. That is the tattoo to get. And if I do, it's going to go down really ugly because my wife is expecting her name. Yeah. And
you've had this discussion?
Well, she got one and said, "What? Well, look what I got." And I was like, "That's dumb."
And permanent?
Yeah.
How much can a guy drink and still get a tattoo, David? As much as you want.
That's a okay. Good answer.
It's a fallacy.
So every reputable tattoo place, I guess, is just fucking bullshitting, right?
You don't want to tattoo you when you're drunk because drunk people are assholes.
He says drunk people are assholes.
That
I
makes
agree.
Sense.
then I would imagine too. There's a certain amount of somebody coming back with regret because they were drunk and then trying to hold you liable. You know, idiots.
I thought it was because you bled like a
$5 super chat.
Do not throw things at the gentleman with the vibrating needle in my skin.
David could tattoo Steven's wrist, but he didn't bring enough ink.
David could tattoo Steven's wrist, but he didn't bring enough ink.
That wasn't Will White because it was funny. Oh boy! So now, how about the dwarves? I was like, that's the first little person I really want to bang. And that's because Anton the dwarf is hot.
She's kind of hot. Yeah.
Anton the dwarf, you know, kind of like on the Living Color. Remember that Anton the drunk? Remember that?
And he had the jar with the pickle.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, he did have the jar with the pickle.
Yeah, it was like a turd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
You remember? Yeah.
Nobody was in the 90s. Shit.
That was in the 90s.
Awesome figure. Pretty cool. Anthony Halsiel gets his little name in there. Congratulations.
Does anybody else feel like at this point they're kind of watering down what it means to have a tribute figure?
Absolutely.
I kind of feel like they're just tossing it to anybody. You know what I mean?
I feel like they're on the cabal and they're scrolling names and just stopping. And they're like, ah, there's one.
At this point, the people that got like figures this year, that's like a ninth place ribbon. Like, well done. You know what I mean?
Don't be salty because you're not in the lore.
What did he say?
Don't be salty because you're not in the lore.
Oh. I thought he said in the Lord. I was like, I have been.
I've been in the Lord. Hey, it's not been proven.
Okay, keep it moving.
Everybody knows Travis loves his little Dritz novels and his dark elves and stuff. How did you like that assassin figure, huh?
I love that one as well. Yep, I know for a fact I look at that and I can see a few different ways I want to go with it. Obviously, leaving it like that is the perfect way, but I just said to myself, you know what, I don't need 8 dark elves. And then, of course, they do something like this. And now it's like, okay, I guess I need 12. But that's how the line pretty much works. They keep sucking us in.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah. I will say, this line just keeps getting better every wave. I had no problem putting my Baron Boliger version 1 on the table for sale today.
No, hell no.
Because
that was interesting. That's interesting.
Fuck these guys.
Because I'm going to replace it with version 2, and for me, like that's how I collect regardless.
And you could go that long without him in your collection?
I'm getting him today. Well, tomorrow.
All right.
Tomorrow.
That's a long time.
I was going to bring that up. Who in here is having space issues with their Mythic Legions? Anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got some hands up.
So we just tell them to stop?
No, I think it's at the point where I got it. I mean, we've got those oldies but goodies, and they're fantastic. But I think it's time that they need to go into a Tupperware thing.
A Tupperware.
Rubber
something. You know, a container.
A plastic container.
Somebody should post on the cabal, when are the horsemen going to start being more conscientious of my space and make smaller figures or include free shelves with drywall anchors?
What do you propose, Steve?
I propose that I love this line and I love the upgrades that they're doing. And I don't have, but I can't buy a new house.
So are you saying that you are prepared to look back at first wave 1.0s and put them, just ditch them off to the side for a good replacement?
Well, I have a sickness, so I can't be like Travis and sell it. I have to know that I have it.
Right.
Okay? That's a sickness.
Right.
That causes me to have a storage unit.
Well, his sickness is worse because he has enough to sell some and still keep some. So,
some of them, but not those early ones.
No.
Not those wave one ones.
No.
So, Steve, you're expressing some FOMO sexuality then?
Yeah. Kinda. Yeah. Kinda, but mean,
I get it. I do that with the He-Man stuff.
Did anyone here get the new Knight that was on the table? Yeah. Clap. Whoa. Clap. Come on. This is an audio podcast. I got a chance to play with that today, Williams, Mr. Drunowski, Dorklayer, and that fucking thing moves like fucking Courtney when she was 19.
So good she doesn't. I'm telling her.
Which is weird because I didn't meet her until she was 22. But you know, I mean, for serious, I mean, and that thing, I mean, double-handled sword
cereal
play. I mean, come on, it's like, you know, it's a game changer. You put that up against, you know, anybody who can pose a figure. So it doesn't matter to Travis, but anybody who can pose a figure, and that new shit is gotta be, it's gotta be out there for people to see when they come over to my house and see how pathetic I am.
I can see it from here.
Jeremy can see how pathetic I am.
Thanks, honey.
It is a situation where I feel like this line just continues that upward trajectory that I am going to have to make some tough choices. And those tough choices are pretty simple for me. It's not six of a certain figure on a shelf. It's three. You know, or something along those lines. It's going to be hard to just continue. Okay, just imagine, because what I'm talking about is I'm going to have three bears on a shelf.
Is three the number?
Of the bear? Yeah.
Why three?
Because because there's three with Goldilocks, duh. Yeah. That's, you know.
I was thinking two.
Yeah.
One with Atlas on top and one reared up on his, you know.
Showing off his dick.
That's my number.
Bear dick.
That's the number I'm going to have. But, we probably should give the... Is it a Minotaur? What is that?
The Yak?
The Yak?
Help Minotaur!
Us out. Help us out, crowd. What is that?
Yak!
Minotaur.
Yak!
Minotaur.
Minotaur.
Minotaur,
okay.
Yak.
It's like a Highland cow. I know a penguin when I see one.
I feel like a Highland cow.
A penguin.
Pretty cool to get an ogre scale Minotaur.
Oh, for sure.
So, you know, that one was cool. I mean, obviously.
Meh.
Huh?
Meh.
Meh? Not doing it for you?
I don't know, man. No.
Just realize you're left-handed.
He's okay, I guess. I don't know. I mean, he looks good.
Why do we let this fucker on the
I don't know!
Hey, come to Legion's Con.
I came here for plunderlings.
Plunderlings.
You would come here for plunderlings.
Yes, and a whiplash.
How many plunderlings did you buy today?
I bought four, but they were doubles. Two for my kid and two for me. They have lily pads that go on their heads. How could I fucking
you
pass that up?
Four plunderlings?
Yeah. Oh, and I bought, like, they have these little things, like this little $10 set of, like, little, like, smaller, shorter bodies. And they're in specific colors, so I got, like, orange and black. So you could take those figures, because they all come with, like, three heads and, like, multiple hands, and so now you have, like, little stands, but they're little creatures, so you can have three characters.
I love you, but I don't respect you.
I ain't looking for your respect, I just want to come. Sorry. Sorry, Travis.
It's so good that you two aren't sleeping in the same room.
Yeah. Who are you sleeping with?
Like,
Maddie, yeah.
Yeah.
Once
I'm
they touch
the one that fits next to him.
Yeah. He said he's the only one that fits next to him.
The only one that fits, he says.
But at PowerCon you were like your guys' toes touched and that was that.
His machine he wears, it's just soothing the sound.
It's nice.
No, I'm good.
We wake up not touching, but man, the mat's cuddled up to me when we wake up. I think he likes the warmth.
I snuggled up.
He
slopes. So he slopes towards him. I snuggled up with a bag of Bugles the other night. So
I should have taken a picture, but I didn't want to like be overly fucking creepy. But he was literally in his he wears like nine layers of clothes to bed because I think he's that afraid of me fucking him. And He's like on top of the comforter, and he's like folded over in this like C shape, and he's cradling a family sized bag of nacho cheese bugles. So we go back up to me. We go back up to the room like a couple hours later, and there's a Spanish speaking housekeeper that's pointing out this stain in his bed to him. We can't figure out what she's saying, and it's the resin from a nacho cheese bugle right in the middle of the white comforter. And we're like trying to explain to her what it is, and she's a little bit freaked out.
Because I woke up in the middle of the night, and I woke up to the bag hitting the floor, and then like there was that one lone bugle, and I felt it, eyes closed, and I fucking ate it. I had no idea that it left like a stain on there though. And that lady, she was, bless her heart, she was so nice, but she was just like, what the fuck?
He pulls out his phone and tries to do Google Translate to communicate with her. And I guarantee he was like fucking mouth on the Goonies. The speed and the cocaine go in this drawer. If you don't do it right, you'll be locked in the attic for 2 weeks with no water, with the rats.
She did like look at it, and she's like staring. She goes, "Uh-huh." I was like, I give up, man. I don't know.
She immediately took her pants off. We're like, no. No comprehendo. No comprehendo.
Those bugles were fucking good, though.
They were so good.
I mean, I hadn't had them in forever. They don't fit my fingers anymore, but...
It's a devastating day in a man's life when you no longer can go Freddy Krueger, you know, with your bugles.
The best part was they still fit on his dick.
Yeah.
It's like a wizard hat.
Oh my God, when did they start putting cream filling in bugles?
It's so warm.
And I don't know if you guys know this about Jeremy. It's not just so simple, like ladies in the room, it's just not so simple to just swallow. He has a super high sperm count, so you gotta chew to get it down, you know?
Like rubber cement. From all those
people. Let's just say his wife calls him Elmer's, so.
Oh, fuck.
Wow, this show's dirty.
Yeah.
You realize
that's why
that.
Everybody's here.
Yeah, you realize that when there's like a bunch of people watching, you're like, dick, pussy, fart. Right. And you're like, fuck.
A dick burp.
Yeah. We're all trying burp. To show off in front of a hot girl.
And unfortunately, the hot girl's Billy Beige.
What the fuck is Billy Beige? He hasn't even come back.
Is he still in the hallway for real?
He's playing this bit all the way through.
Fucker commits.
Maybe we can tell him he can come in if he shuts the fuck
up. You know
he
got a text message from you know who, and he took off running.
Power!
He pulled up his wrestling entry music on his on YouTube, and he's running down the hallway, you know?
So what the fuck happened to you, Pete? You were supposed to be here early this morning with the bullhorn. You were supposed to get shit going.
You want to know what happened to me?
What the hell happened?
You want to know what happened to me?
I do want to know what happened.
Fucking Greg happened to me.
Greg happened to
I got
to
so
a lot
hammered
of
last night with Greg, and I was outside, and when you like lean into him, it's like we were made for each other. If Greg, you look at Greg, there is a Pete-sized cutout right in his chest and armpit just for me. And it was magical. I was so drunk last night, they were looking at each other going, somebody's got to walk him back to the room. He can't go by himself.
Travis is going like, to walk you to the room.
I'm fine. It's a straight line. I'm fine. And they still escorted me back just in case. But when we got there, my wife is amazing. And I've talked about her before, I think. Maybe. Who knows?
My name's
anyways,
Jeremy.
And so she packed us some sandwich stuff, and Jeremy and I went balls deep on some turkey sammies about 2 a.m. Oh, woke up
three.
This morning and there was Kraft single wrappers like sticking to our feet because they were all over the floor.
Just hammered making these shitty little fucking sandwiches. It was
and
so
we weren't
awesome.
Even like open them, we just basically like fingered them and then stuffed cheese and turkey in the hole.
The first
and then ate it.
The first couple were like kind of nice.
Yeah.
And then by the end, it was just like,
we're like, it all makes separate. Poop. Fuck it.
I woke up with beef jerky on me and shit.
Yeah.
The snacks are fucking
this
good.
This poor housekeeper is going back to the laundry room going, and I don't know, anybody here speaks Spanish?
No.
Okay. So she's back in the laundry room going, these fat motherfuckers, it's food everywhere in there. I'm pretty sure they're dry humping an empty pizza box.
All this because of Greg.
All the, yeah, we
and everybody, blame Greg, is standing up in the... Oh, no, he's sitting down.
No, he's sitting.
He had to bail. Well,
he had to bail. Booty call.
He'll find out.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, at this point, we're we ready to move on to the game show?
Can you what move about on? Atlas? You're getting tattooed?
Oh, he's wrapping up.
Yeah, we're getting. He's almost done.
Yeah, he's a fucking, he's amazing.
Have you, dude, you must have tattooed before.
Hey,
I just learned today.
When you only get 1 hour of yard time a day, you get good at shit, you know?
He's like, he writes penis on your hand. He put balls on its chin.
How big are Pete's balls? Did he just insult the tattoo artist? He did. Since when does the Furious Four logo have a dick? Well, so the next part of our show, we're going to bring up Euro Legions, Legions Lounge, Legions Lair, and we're going to go head-to-head on some Legions and some My Wife Is Going to Kill Me podcast trivia. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to get them up here to take a seat. Guys, you're at the mic table if you want to make your way up and take your seats.
You want me to pause this or something? Or?
No, just run it. Yeah.
All right.
Enjoy the dead airspace, everyone. There's a room full of people moving around.
You may need to find another chair. We're going to need Matt Rod's chair.
What about eight? Seven what? It should be eight.
That one that Matt has. That's
yeah, no, the one that Matt has is supposed to be over there. Hey, guys. No, hey, guys, you're going to want to be able to see the screen that's behind you.
Everybody at home, just bear with us.
Yeah, like you guys are going to have to sit on each other. Or like that. That looks good.
Getting everybody lined up. And
so,
Nate, you can come around.
Yeah, you go and pull up round one.
I don't know what you want to do. Never mind. Do whatever you want. Yeah, you want that one. That was mine.
You want that one? So, yeah, oh, we'll sit right here.
What's up, cunts?
Hey! Oh,
that's beautiful. I can swear on this podcast.
Yeah, tear it up. Get it all out now. Fart, fart, fuck.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
So how we're going to do this, ladies and gentlemen, is we're going to go Jeopardy style. You can see the categories are on the board. So what we'll do is we'll pick a team. We'll get started.
Hey,
yeah.
What's Jeopardy?
Oh, yes. Advantage.
Oh, shit. You don't know what Jeopardy is? You're fucking with me, right?
No, we're European. You don't have to shit on.
Yeah.
Jeopardy is a beloved game show from the United States. Basically, the premise of it is you get an answer, if you will, and you kind of come up with the question. So you say what is and then the answer. So, for instance... factions. Factions, you'll see a faction logo, and you have to buzz in and guess it, and the answer would be, what is the Army of Leodicus, or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Curtis Ackerman, the absolute slut wife of every other podcast in the world, is going to be watching. Guys, we're going to have to do it just kind of raise your hand style. Curtis is going to be the judge, and he's also going to tally the points. So we have some amazing figures from the Four Horsemen that are autographed by the Horsemen, and we are going to be giving those out. But the contestants cannot win those. Audience members do.
Yeah, buddy.
So in order,
that's why we don't do it with an
in
audience.
Order yeah. to win, podcast. You have to pledge your loyalty to who you think is going to win.
Oh my!
When
goodness.
All said and done, if your team wins, we're going to work with that team to pick a fun way to give you that prize. Does that make sense?
No.
Yep.
Works for me.
But it doesn't matter if I don't know.
Contestants, do you guys have any questions? You can buzz in. Anybody on the team can buzz in. Anybody on the team can answer. It's not like, well, if Mal knows it, he's got to make Richard buzz in or anything like that. Raise your hand if you get it. You get it. If you don't, audience members, don't yell out the answers. Don't be those assholes. You know, the ones that are still there trying to buy shit at 4:15 when I clearly said get the fuck out at 4.
Don't be a cunt.
And then you've got the fucking audacity to say, I know. I said, hey, man, you got an attendee badge. You got to hop. You got to bounce out of here. He goes, yeah, I know. Well, you don't know because your fucking legs aren't moving, cunt. Tell me you know.
It's cunt.
Kent? It did happen. Well, he says it happened after it happened, but I don't know.
What we're going to do is we are going to give, now, if you get the answer wrong, okay, it just stays there, and then somebody else can buzz in. You get a chance to get it. You will go negative if you get it wrong. Okay? So if you pick a $500 question and you get it wrong, you lose 500 points.
Ooh.
Okay? Michael Casper just... I'm not sure if those were like competition eyes or doomy eyes. They all kind of sound the same. They all look the same. He's intense. He's an intense guy. I think it's only fair that we give the board to start to those that have come the farthest to Legions Con.
Oh,
so
and the most
that will be Euro Legions. So look at that fucking beauty, dude.
Right.
So we're gonna start out with Euro Legions. Go ahead and pick your category, and then pick your amount. And then as soon as the question pops up, you get to try and answer. Oh. Real quick.
Factions, 300.
Hold on. Show of hands. Who thinks Euro Legion is going to take this home?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What about Legion's Lounge?
Yeah.
It's about equal so far. About equal.
What about Legion's Lair, a.k.a. Trip?
Oh, snap.
Hold on. Shut up.
It's about your audience.
Hey, you guys fucked up my joke. All right, shut up. Let me do it again. What about Legion's Lair, a.k.a. Trailer Park Legion Lounge?
Fuck all
that is. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, please don't shout out the answers. Don't be that guy, or we're going to put you in a room with Billy Beige, and you're going to get powerbombed. Okay, so factions for three is the call. What?
So can everybody answer, or just your legion?
Hey, will you guys give it up for David Williams?
So, Pete, we're going to...
I'm going to let him wipe this up real quick so that I can stand and we'll get this started the right way so I can move a little bit. So
Pete, we picked the category, but can everybody answer?
Yeah.
Anybody in the game. So you have control of the board.
Okay.
So when you get an answer correct, you get to pick the next category.
Okay. Last
so the idea would be Yep, so the idea would be if you get it right, you get to the advantage because maybe you can pick a category you're more comfortable with.
Can I get a picture of you guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is
picture of Pete getting his tattoo. Tattoo artist flipping off the camera.
Home. All right, I'm going to stand if that's okay.
All right. Well done, sir.
That's the first time I've ever seen Pete tell get something done to him without telling somebody how to do it.
Beautiful job.
I'm gonna need you to fucking move. Please. No, not yet. You know, where's Mr. Salvagin at? We gotta talk. We gotta work on this kid's patience. He's over there just doing his thing.
He's right there.
That's respectful, right?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'd call him a cocksucker like I would have old man Kyle.
So Maverick's dad has got it going.
I know, that's why I said it. All right, so we're going to get the game started. The Euro Legions have selected factions for 300. Go ahead, Maverick. Name the faction.
Wow. I got Casper.
Casper.
Yeah. No.
Zylona's Flock. Woo! Yeah. Click it again and it shows the answer.
Question. He didn't ask the question.
And then you click the next one. So
he didn't say what is
we don't have time to do that. So
bullshit.
All right. So Legion's Lair takes a quick lead. Casper and Brad, it's your category.
Let's go back. What do you want to do, buddy?
Fucking hurry up.
real quick. Show. Like in real Jeopardy tradition, so our categories are factions. Obviously, you saw what that's going to be. Here's the logo. Name the faction. Furious Four has everything to do with our named characters, the ones that came long before, the ones that just dropped. Four Horsemen is going to be people that are member of the Four Horsemen team. Friends are our friends, people that are in our circle. And then Mexican Memers, that is, you're going to be shown a fun meme from the support group, and you have to pick what Mexican guy created it. So, and there's a caveat to that category that I'll share with you when it's done.
Very, very.
All right, so, it's your what's your
factions for 400?
Factions for 400. Name that faction.
I got Brad.
Brad.
Oh, no. No.
Okay, you know what?
It's a payoff.
Six every time you get beat. What is the Convocation of Basilia?
Convocation of Basilia is correct.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we're two questions into 75. Stop celebrating. It's still your board.
Buckeye.
Book. It's still your board.
Faction symbol for 200.
Factions for 200, because why not go five? We don't know how to win this game. Trevor.
Etheron.
More specific.
What is Etheron?
More specific.
What is?
I want more specific.
What is the order of Etheron?
Thank you. I totally just called him Nathan. That was my fault. I'm a dick.
It happens.
Correct. Order of Arathon. We got the lounge on the board.
Etheron.
That's what.
Control it.
Devil made me do it.
I'm gonna take another sip of this whiskey and tell y'all to fuck off.
Factions for 500.
I love how I get called out on it. When Travis does it, it's adorable because he's dumb. All right, Trevor, 1-6 shooter. Give it to us.
Factions for 500.
Factions for five. Name that faction.
I got Brad.
Brad.
House of the Noble Bear.
No, yes. It is. No. House of the Noble.
Yes. Oh. Correct.
Yeah. Over here.
Yeah.
Can you right. hear me? Because I've been losing my voice.
Oh my. Yep, you are a screamer. All right.
Hey, master with the hands, John. What's the score?
Trying.
Well, in a little bit. You just you let me run this show. You've had a named character for a day. You don't get to fucking come at me. All right. You see how furious this four can be. All right, hit me with a category, boys.
Factions for one.
Closing out the category, factions for one. Name that faction.
I got Brad.
Brad.
Oh, come on.
What is the army of Leodiceus?
Yeah, yeah, baby.
Yeah. Oh, motherfucker, and I cranked it down. Thank you.
All right, that is correct. I got Legion's Lair ahead by a lot. It's your category. Go ahead. There you go.
Now I get.
You're fucked.
Now we're fucked. No.
We don't know what to do when it's not pictures.
You see why I answered those right. I'm gonna go Four Horsemen for 300.
Four Horsemen for 300. This horseman is so nice, he would never punch you in the face, even if you gave his kids 114 pounds of chocolate.
What is Eric Treadway?
Eric Treadway is correct.
Who is?
Euro Legion's on the board. It's your category, you cunt. All right, mate.
What is Mexican Memers for 500?
Mexican Memers for 500? Brad! Brad!
Three.
Someone didn't watch shit.
Three, two, one.
That is Pete McCarthy's Deborah.
Incorrect. Chance to steal Malcolm.
There's only two of them. What is Dominic Espinosa?
Incorrect. Oh, Legion's Lounge.
Matt Rodriguez?
Correct! Matthew Rodriguez!
Mexican.
500 points to the lounge.
Brown eyes.
Question.
It's your category, Trevor.
Four horsemen for 400.
Four horsemen for 400. Keep the table talk to a minimum. Producer, I'd appreciate it. This member of the team continues to pass random drug screenings, even though it's apparent to all of us that he snorts speed. Richard.
What is Brute Scale Greg?
No.
Incorrect.
Chris Gorich.
Legion's Lounge.
What is Chris Gorich?
Correct. Chris Gorich. It's Lounge, it's still your board.
Four horsemen for five.
Four horsemen for five. The Moist Gonna Kill Me podcast, this horseman's favorite.
John.
Cornboy. What is Cornboy?
Yeah, Cornboy.
Cornboy.
Who is Cornboy?
I'm sorry, boys.
All right, Euro, it's your board.
Furious 4 for 500.
Furious 4 for 500. The only Furious 4 character that is smoking hot in both genders, John Caulfield.
What is Cody Cat?
Cody Cat. Cody Cat.
Now I'm worried.
All right, your allegiance, give it to me.
Furious 4 for 400.
Furious 4 for 4. If you see this member on the battlefield, odds are they're fucked up.
Casper.
What is Wit?
Correct. But we would have also accepted Pelvicus.
He had both of us.
All right, your
rascal
category. Take it. What you got?
Furious 4 for 1.
Furious 4 for 100. This tribute figure is the most furious of the four, but only because there are female leaders of factions. John Caulfield.
What is Stephen Bisciotti?
Stephen Bisciotti, the Alpha, is correct. The Alpha. All right, Euro, what's your category?
What is Friends for 500?
Friends for 500. This dwarf fanatic had a magical song written about him and looks amazing shirtless.
John. What John is Anthony Halseal?
Anthony Halseal is correct.
Look at that.
Friends for 4.
Friends for 4. The Hispanic Mr. Burns, John Caulfield.
What is Matt Rod?
Matthew Rodriguez.
Yeah, he looks like Mr. Burns.
And everybody here thought the roast was over.
Excellente.
Excellente. All right, whose category? Who got that? I'm sorry. Go ahead, guys.
Friends for 300.
Friends for 300. Pete's fellow pop punk princess who can't ride a scooter, John Caulfield.
What is Jeremy DeWitt?
Incorrect. Oh. Nate Strong.
Fair, it's probably down true.
Ben Tomey. Yes.
Inside advantage. I think he was there when the incident happened.
Yes. All right, go ahead, Nate.
Friends 200.
Friends for 2. One of the loves of Pete's life, even though he tried to die and loves DC. John.
What is Mike Smith?
Yeah, correct. Oh,
damn.
I looked out of the crowd as soon as it hit, he went. he didn't want to give it away.
Furious 4 for 300.
Furious 4 for 300. This member, known for his hilarity, is the funniest one of the group, the fattest, the wittiest, and the fattest. Trevor.
Pitorian.
Pitorian. Nice. I think I spelled that wrong, and it's my own character. All right, go ahead, Trevor.
Four horsemen for 2.
Four horsemen for 2. The only four horsemen to trade hairstyling secrets with Heidi Bowles.
Casper.
Casper.
What is Pelvicus?
What?
Incorrect and stupid. Next. Nate Strong, I think, had it next.
Jim Preziosi.
Jim Preziosi.
Jim Preziosi is correct. They switched categories on you, Casper. They switched categories on you. All right, go ahead, guys.
Four horsemen for 1.
Four horsemen for 1. The four Nate Strong.
George Gaspar.
George. Yes.
Nate's fun.
Keep it going.
Furious 4 for 2.
We have never seen this member ever get furious.
What is Pelvicus?
Correct. We also would have accepted Uwit. Because apparently their temperament is very similar.
Yeah.
Mexican memers for 4.
Mexican memers for 4.
Matt Rodriguez.
Incorrect. Nate
strong. Oh, stop, Nate! Nate, stop, stop, stop! You're on the same team.
Oh, all right.
Yep. Your allegiance, go.
Francisco Ramirez.
There it is.
Felt very badly.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
What is friends for 100?
This guy looks like a guy who tells people that people look like this. Nate Strong.
Who's old man Kyle?
Old man Kyle.
Only 100? Fuck off.
All right. 300 Mexican memers. John Caulfield.
What is Dominic Espinosa?
That is correct. Your allegiance.
200.
200.
Holy shit. What the fuck? Please somebody guess.
John Caulfield.
What is Billy Beige?
Incorrect. Nate Strong.
Who is Francisco Ramirez?
Francisco is correct.
Let's go with Mexican
Venus. Mexican Venus for 100. Yo.
Hey. Who is Francisco Ramirez?
Incorrect. Yes.
Who is Dominic Espinosa?
Dominic Espinosa is correct. So the secret to that category, I don't know if you guys realize, Dominic watermarks all of his. So it has the little MGM thing in the bottom. It was his, and I didn't realize until I made it. I was like, "Wow, fuck it, here we go." All right. Well, while Maverick is pulling up round two, Curtis is going to give us the scores.
Oh boy.
Hey, Pete.
Okay, commercial break. So, have you ever been out in the backyard and realized that you absolutely just have to make love? Consider a sex gazebo.
Sex gazebo.
Sex gazebo.
Sex gazebo.
Nothing goes better with a sex gazebo than a brilliantly tasting meat lozenge. Available in chicken, bacon, or pork.
Is it kosher?
What?
Is it kosher?
I don't even know what that means. Thank you.
Saying if it has foreskin or not.
Absolutely.
Meat lozenge now with foreskin.
Do it right here. Get on the mic.
All right. Hey, guys. Super Chat at 20. Sponsoring this show, D13 Toys. Bringing you fine toys like Armies of Ashmore. Plunderlings. Naughty or nice. What else am I making?
Plastic Jesus.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
You, by sponsoring the show, you're making Jesus cry bloody tears. So, just so you know.
And also Four Horsemen, of course.
Yeah.
Fresh Monkey.
Fresh Monkey.
Chances are, if it's an indie toy company,
Chris does.
I do it.
Yeah. All right. Man.
Give it up for D13 Toys. Yeah.
Chris.
Of, give it up. Can I put a quick shout out?
Of course.
Starting with Ron Twining. Today is Veterans Day. I want to say happy Veterans Day.
Absolutely. Yay. For all the veterans.
Happy
Ron
Veterans
Twining,
Day,
best cunt in the world. Thank you all for your service. We greatly appreciate everything that you have done and are still doing for this country. We do appreciate that.
He does it in a kilt, too.
Hell yeah, he killed it.
You know.
He's not lying.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
You gonna do it?
You got it pulled up?
Don't be a bitch.
It's not on the screen.
I'm for the points.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're in your balls. First with 22 points.
Woo!
Lounge is in second with 19. And after a strong start with pictures, Larry's
third place with 11. Would anybody like to explain to Curtis and figure out how he got 22 points when it's all in hundreds? Okay, all right, better.
2,200, all right.
Darla, I'm so sorry. You deserve better.
At least you know what team doesn't listen to the show, huh?
That's fine. Yeah. All right. So who comes into this category? It's lowest points gets to pick. So I believe that's the Legion's lair. Categories, factions, too, a lot of the same. Tributes, we're going to talk about tribute figures. Not the ones that just happened because they're too new and nobody cares yet. members of the Four Horsemen, hosts of the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast, and Grails. The Grails category are Mythic Legion action figures that a lot of people consider to be a grail. If you don't agree that it's a grail, fuck you. So, it's your board, Michael.
Pete, I think we're going to go back.
If you're a one-trick unicorn, you know, for a thousand. Factions 2 for a thousand. Oh, it's all them all day.
What is the Sons of the Red Star?
Yes. What is it? Yes.
Well done. Well done.
All right, you're up. Go ahead.
Peter, Victoria, we're going to go factions for 800.
Factions for 800.
Put their hands up before the freaking picture even shows up.
It's him. He did it. He beat the system. Go ahead.
I'm foreign. I don't know the rules.
Who is it?
Brad.
Alex Trebek.
What is the circle of poxes?
Yes. Woo! I apologize. I ran out of time to like rechange all of the fonts, so some of these might be too hard to read, but whatever. Go ahead. Keep it going. What? Factions for 600. What's your guess?
Factions?
No, that one's. No, Nate was supposed to guess before he saw the picture because that's the rules. You want to be a smart ass, Trebek hammers you. Yes. Who was this, Curtis?
It's Nate.
Lithia's Brood.
All right. Okay. Nice. It's a win. Look at that.
Okay.
Don't you do it.
Don't you
do it.
Four horsemen for 800.
Four horsemen for 800. The painter in the studio judged solely on their incredible talent.
Trevor. It's Cameron.
Incorrect.
Oh.
What?
Hey, he's young. Premature accusation's a thing, okay?
What is Sherry?
What? No,
incredible
nice
talent.
Make sure you tell them the points anyway.
This is, we're just going to wash that one, and we're going to give them the board back because Maverick sucks.
Come on, Maverick. Come on.
We trusted you.
Four horsemen for 600.
Four horsemen for 600. The prettiest painter in the whole studio.
Casper.
Sherry. Incorrect.
Cameron.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sometimes the jokes don't land if you pick them out of order.
Cameron!
It was supposed to be the prettiest, and everybody assumes Sherry, and it's Cam, and then it's based solely on her talent. Was supposed to be a nod, right? And they fucked it up by going backwards. Maverick was like, you know what? That horse is already dead. I'm going to dry hump it and click the button to it. All right. So who got that? All right, Trevor, go for it.
Cameron is pretty hot, though. Four horsemen for 1,000.
Four horsemen for 1,000. Recently got to create his own Mythic Legion figure, and it's amazing. John Caulfield.
Joe Vassapolo.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, John.
Grails for 1,000.
Oh. Grails for 1,000. This Motu-inspired Grail should have been a woman, according to Steve. John.
What is Unkan?
Correct. I'm glad he got it right because I totally forgot what the answer to that question was. All right, Euro Legions, you're up.
Tributes for 1,000.
Tributes for 1,000. A cool 10,000, and this could have been you.
What is Delta Gar?
Delta Gar is correct. All right. Go ahead, boys.
What do you want? We're going factions for
100. Factions for 4.
Pictures.
Brad. What is the congregation of a Necronominus?
Correct.
Acronominus.
All right, go ahead.
Factions, let's go.
Closing out the category.
Boom.
Brad.
Come on.
That was Trevor.
Pitch it, Curtis. It's his job.
Down the line.
Dude.
You can argue with the ref all you want.
I paid you.
I'm wearing it.
Did he answer?
Yeah, you got it right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
You got it right.
I'm yelling in your ear. I'm like,
all right, it's your board. It's your board, Lair. It's your board, Lair.
We're trying.
Oh, sorry, Bob.
Give us.
Haven't you seen?
We're trying to figure out what pictures are.
800.
Grails for 800. This 1.0 Grail is sought after by many, especially Lenny Kravitz fans. Oh. That was Trevor all day.
Otho.
Got it.
That was a good one.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, Trevor.
We'll take four horsemen for 400.
All right, Four Horsemen for Ford. He's such a stud, his gender is in his name. What? Michael Casper.
What is Bill Mancuso?
Bill Mancuso!
That's a good one.
All right, go ahead.
Dragon Blade!
Give me 600 for the Grails.
600 for Grails. A Grail for the Dwarf Lovers. John Coffey.
What is Tord Angel?
No, I don't think that's correct. Who is next? Trevor? Trevor?
Orin Steelhead?
I don't think that's correct either. Michael Casper?
Balagard.
I believe that might be right. Hit it.
Yeah.
All right. Woo! Yeah. Oh.
Boom! Spelled it wrong. Yeah.
Close enough.
You get the gist of it.
Up there?
No.
Jesus is watching you judge me. All right, who's up? Who got it?
Tribute.
Lair. Go, Lair. Tribute 600.
800.
That's what I said. Fuck you. The first ever mythic and cosmic cross.
John.
What is Walter the Mad?
Yes.
Read the rest of the question.
Wolf Thor.
That's not how it works in this game.
My wife is going to
kill me. Oh my god, I totally forgot. I made a note at the end of my sheet and I didn't get there. Steve-O Bag has the best last name ever because that's exactly what he has to do for sex. Sorry I missed that, Steve-O.
It's worth
it. All right.
My wife is going to kill me, host for 1,000.
All right, for 1,000. This host prefers sex twice a day, Nate Thanks. Strong.
It's Travis Bowles.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's right.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Anyone but Steve Mack.
So I believe that it's worth 3,000 points.
It dilutes your sperm.
All right, next category.
Let's do my worst. Going to kill me host for 800, please.
Well, for 800. This host received a Medal of Valor for risking his life to save someone else's.
What is Pete McCarthy?
It's Pete McCarthy is correct.
Wow.
What a self-serving question that is.
That's like sending like someone that? A text asking what they're doing that day.
It doesn't count if you give it to yourself.
Host for 600.
Host for 6. This host has a bastard limb living in the woods behind the house he grew up in.
Oh, no, I was going to say Steve.
Mal, you raised your hand. You got a guess?
Who is Steve Bichette?
Steve is correct. Maybe you didn't catch the episode where he talked about jacking off in the woods behind his house.
I was young.
Isn't that every episode?
All right, go ahead, Mal.
My wife is going to kill me host for 400.
400. His mom bought him his first porno at age 10, John Caulfield.
What is Travis Bowles?
Travis Bowles is
who,
wrong.
Who is Travis Bowles?
No, nope. Trevor.
Jeremy.
Oh, was it Mike?
I thought it was Mike.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I had my hand up. I thought they won it.
DeWitt is correct. DeWitt. Yes. Split the points between the both of them because that was my screw up and you caused it. Fuck you. All right, so the board is going to go to Trevor.
We'll do tributes for 600.
Tributes for 6. The only thing taller than this Mythic Legions fan is my complaint stack with the Cabal.
What is Sir Ukjack?
What?
Sir Ukjack.
Yes.
Yeah.
It just says Big Greg because who the hell knows how to spell Sir Ukjack?
Someone showed off.
Oh, okay.
Is anybody else paying attention to this copycat bitch right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tributes for 400.
Okay. Fucking lame, dude. All right, who's up?
Tributes 400.
Tributes for 4. This peanut, the peanut butter to Jeremy Gerard's Legion Con Jelly. Jeremy Jimowski.
Who is Lord Viteri?
Yes. You got it. Nice.
Nice. Good.
All right. It's your cat. Oh, what did you
what is,
have?
What is happening?
It's all right. We're okay. We're okay.
A little lobster.
No, you just.
The deal is
round. It's round. It's become a spreadsheet.
All right. Lounge, it's you.
Stick with tributes?
Yeah.
Tributes for 200.
Tributes for 200. Named after the mastermind of this event we are attending, Nate. Trevor. Nate, not Nate, Trevor.
George, Trevor. George Gaspar.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Yeah. Now you feel dumb, don't you?
Yeah, I wish it was pictures.
It's Jeremy Gerard, Sir Gerard.
Sir Gerard is correct.
Yeah, what?
Euro Legions.
Grails for 4.
Grails for 4.
Yeah, that was done. Yeah, yeah.
This pair of Motu, John Caulfield.
What is the Adamon and Celtus?
Correct.
Yeah, John!
All right. Still your board.
My wife's going to kill me host for 200.
All right, here we go. This host was doing boats and hoes long before the Step Brothers.
John Will Caulfield. Travis Bowles.
Travis Bowles is correct.
Four horsemen for two.
All right, go ahead, John.
Four horsemen for two.
Four horsemen for two. The newest member of the team, like his friend Dora, is Delicioso.
Casper.
What is Diego?
It would be who is Diego.
Wow.
Correct.
Whoa.
He's noble.
Closing it out. Grails for 200.
Travis.
Oh! Go ahead, Trevor.
Etheron.
Correct.
This winged grail.
All right. Give me my scores, Curtis.
I hope you didn't spell that one.
What? Because I'm not stupid. I know I'm stupid. You know what I mean? Well, Curtis does the totals. We'd like to talk about a little toy action coming out. This next part, as soon as he hands me a 20, is sponsored by Armies of Ashmore, Defenders of Eden, Matt Rodriguez, and Ideas from Mars.
Woo!
I'll keep talking.
Pull out your dick!
That'll work. Okay. I want to tell you guys real quick about a little pasty Puerto Rican with a dream. And about ten years ago, he said, "I want to make toys." And as he swept the floor at his father-in-law's car lot, he slowly worked towards making that happen. Chris from D13 Toys has managed to do 47 toy lines in about 18 months. Matt's got one in 10 years, but nobody's judging. They're absolutely amazing. The actual prototypes came in for this show with the articulation. They're absolutely awesome. The Four Horsemen killed the sculpt. The backstory, everything is there. I'm fairly confident, not just because we sleep together now and then, that he's going to be hugely successful in this world, and I think that there are going to be some toys that end up in totes in a back room to make room on a shelf for these new ones. So give it up for Matt Rodriguez, you guys. Why does your face look like that, Steve?
Is there a third round?
Mine was like on my elbow bone, and I was fine. Yeah, apparently Steve's getting it too, because that's what original people do. So, the final round, you guys. Here we go.
No.
Oh my goodness.
Hold on. Matt, this is my strong suit.
Thanks for coming, man.
Tighten up that man bun. See if that'll help you.
All right, we got one more round, is that what you said?
Yeah, one more round.
Right now, your allegiance in the lead with 7,200.
7,200.
Yep.
Wait, who was that? Your allegiance?
Your allegiance.
Okay.
Lair came in, is in second right now with 45.
Oh, Laird shit.
Second.
Oh,
yeah.
And Lounge is now in last place with 3,900.
All right. It's only it's only a 600-point game, and it's, you know, it's double jeopardy right now. We're good. Okay. So that means Lounge, you guys have the board. It's time to make a comeback.
What do you want?
Oh, real quick. Cosmic Factions, so similar to what we did before, but with Cosmic Legions. Figure Obscura, we're sticking with the Four Horsemen. The category Foes are my mortal enemies. I had to trim the list. And last but not least, this category, toy drama, which hopefully should be a little bit of fun. So go ahead, Trevor.
Yeah. Okay. Toy drama for 600.
Toy drama for 600. What the hell are those little silver things for?
Wing adapters?
Wing adapters! You can search the cabal and find that, just so you know. Go ahead, Trevor.
Let's do toy drama for 800.
Toy drama for 800. This figure stirred up a little drama for Pete and Democrats. John Caulfield.
What is Grisha the Slitherer?
That is correct. That was fucking great. John Caulfield, it's your board.
Let's go Foes for 1,000.
Foes for 1,000. If the hosts of this show were with Snow White, their names would be Baldy, Douchey, Jesus-y, and can't pull any things off on his own Z. Name the podcast. John Caulfield.
Yeah. What is Offworld?
Offworld is correct. Did failed to mention that foes are my podcast foes. All right, John Caulfield, it's your board.
That was too funny, so foes for 800.
Foes for 800. This show was infiltrated by Curtis Ackerman shooting off his mouth. John Caulfield.
What is just Shelvitt?
No.
No?
No, incorrect. No. Curtis, were you looking? Trevor.
Just Shelvitt.
Incorrect again. Casper.
What is shooting the shelf?
Shooting the shelf is on the Just Shelvitt channel.
Right. They were on that path and
yeah. Go ahead, Casper.
Just tap me next time, man.
Figure Obscura 1000.
Figure Obscura for 1000. Part of this Figure Obscura's name is the reason that Billy Beige accidentally powerbombed someone.
Casper threw his hand up quick.
Okay, yeah. This part of
Casper, you got a guess? You got a guess now because you put your hand up.
Monkey King.
Monkey King is incorrect.
God.
Chance to steal. Anybody?
Holy shit.
Rich?
Krampus.
Krampus! He would have held her up if he didn't cramp up.
I'm playing, Richard.
Is he back in the room?
No, he's gone.
Where did he go?
He was fucking hurt his feelings. Hey, I told you, he's playing this bit till the end.
All right. Okay, next up.
Four Horsemen, 1000.
Four Horsemen for 1000. The 4-H-man's brand ambassador and purveyor of the official Facebook page, John Caulfield.
Who is Walter?
Correct. Walter Hagen.
Hagen.
We also would have accepted Elliot the Elite.
Should be.
No, we took our picture together, said we're golden. All right, you're up. Mal?
Toy drama.
Yeah, toy drama for 1000.
Toy drama for 1000. Who has been sitting in Pete's Facebook friends queue now for over 2 years?
Nate.
Nate.
Elliot Lee.
Incorrect. Casper.
Me.
Incorrect. John Caulfield.
Oliver Peterson.
Yeah, Oliver Peterson. And that motherfucker ain't going nowhere. All right, you're up, John Caulfield. You're
clear. Cosmic Factions for 1000.
Cosmic Factions for 1000.
Brad.
I raise
Tusk. What is Tusk?
What is Tusk? That is correct.
I don't read good, but I can sure see pictures.
You thought I was ugly and I can't read good. All right, go ahead, boys.
Cosmic Factions for 800.
Cosmic Factions for 800.
That was Richard.
Yeah.
What is the Red Spiral?
Correct, the Red Spiral. Can we all agree that these faction logos are fucking awesome?
Every one of them, man.
Nate Barrett's just killing it. Barrett, who knows?
Pete, I don't want to pick you up, but they're affiliations, not factions.
What?
I don't know. They're affiliations, not factions.
Nerd.
1,000.
No.
God.
No, that's...
spreadsheets.
I'll allow it. I'm nothing if I'm going to dish it out, but I can't take it. Okay.
Except if it's Oliver Peterson.
Except for it's yeah. Huh?
Or another possible answer to one of the future questions.
All right, Richard, you're up, buddy.
Cosmic Affiliations 600.
Cosmic Affiliations for 600. Casper.
Oxcrew.
Fuck is incorrect. Oxcrew is though. Nice job. All right, Casper, pick a category.
We're going to go 400 for the same category.
Well, look at my surprised face, audience. Casper.
What is the maze?
What is the maze? You cannot be told what the maze is. You have to stand it for yourself. Go ahead, Casper. Pick another category. You know what? Cosmic Factions for 200.
You got it.
Casper.
God, what the...
He's Casper the Unfriendly Ghost.
What is Pete's dick?
What is Pete's dick? Hard and tasty.
Call his time. Call his
dick.
Sorry?
What is Pete's dick?
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Pete's
dick is incorrect.
Strong.
It's the Bleeder's Guild.
The Bleeder's Guild.
That's kind of like Pete's dick.
Sorry, all right. Yeah. Lounge, it's your category.
Yeah.
Figure up skirt web when you're behind, pick two.
Oh.
Bill Dorklayer.
What is Mask of the Red Death?
That's correct.
Yeah.
red mask of death.
I'm not perfect, okay?
He had a
role. As soon as Judgy Chris leaves, he's like, well, I better fill that role. What do you got, Bill?
Figure of 400.
Figure for four. There was a lot of poo flinging when this figure obscura was announced in the cabal.
Trevor. Monkey King.
Monkey King. Nice. Correct.
Figure obscura for six.
600. If you didn't get this figure last year, hopefully you'll find him under the tree this year, Trevor.
Father Christmas.
Father Christmas.
Figure obscura for eight.
This figure had something in common with Maverick. No head.
The headless horseman.
Giving or receiving.
Who answered it? Trevor.
The headless horseman.
Headless horseman. All right. All right, Trevor.
Four horsemen for eight.
Four horsemen for 800. The real fourth horseman.
Oh. Chris Dahlberg.
Incorrect.
It's me.
Nate, no, you're on the team, Nate. Mal.
Cornboy's dick.
Cornboy's dick is correct.
Somebody listened.
We also would have accepted the My Life's Gonna Kill Me podcast. All right, go ahead, Mal.
Four horsemen for 600.
People around the studio call him the Box Art Bandito.
Mal.
Mal.
Nate Bartsch. So who is Nate Bartsch?
Yeah, absolutely. Killed it again. All right, Mal.
Foes for 600.
Foes for six. The show is hosted by the only twins I want to fuck more than the Olsen twins circa 2005. Richard.
What is Legion's Lounge?
Yes, that's correct. Farted on the answer for a second there, and I was pretty sure it was you guys. That's nothing against you, Bill. They look alike.
Bill's got better hair.
Okay, go ahead.
Foes 400.
Foes for 400. Airs on Wednesdays. This show is hosted by our fourth favorite Jeremy behind DeWitt Renner in London.
Trevor. Mythic Conversations.
Mythic Conversations.
Foes for 200.
Closing out the category. Completely run by one of the host's wives, often called Trailer Park Legion's Lounge. Casper!
What is Legion's Lair?
So it turns out I didn't forget to write that roast joke. I did include it and forgot. The category is yours, Trailer Park Boys.
Four horsemen for 400.
Four horsemen for four. This man commutes to the studio all the way from Rhode Island, Maine.
Who is Jeremy Girard?
Jeremy Girard is correct. Mal?
I'm here. Toy Drama for 400.
Toy Drama for 400. Last year's LC exclusive figure caused some drama by missing this.
Brad. The uncombed one skirt.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah! Yeah! I didn't need my skirt! Yeah!
Only 1,204 points to go!
Yes. That'll bring me
Go ahead, Brad. It's your category.
Four horsemen for 200.
Four horsemen for 200. This Better Than Curtis podcaster is also the studio's official photographer.
Fuck.
Trevor.
What is Trevor Williams?
Sexy Trevor Williams.
One six shooter.
Nice. All right, John.
I just got a decibel warning on my watch.
Toy Drama for 200. We're closing out the category. Click on the cabal any day, any time, and see this. Where is my
shipping notice?
Shipping notice. All right, while we add up the scores before we do our final Jeopardy question.
Oh, my God. There's more?
Just one. Just one.
Sorry, Pete.
We're smashing this.
You have a question?
Okay, can I ask something?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
You guys are official on this.
I've been a $10 Patreon on this podcast for years, right?
Right. Oh. Okay.
Not one of you fucking cunts came over to buy a shirt.
There's one made in my size in your bag.
No, you're fine. We're at the other fuckers.
Oh, yeah, fuck these guys.
I'm a fat fuck, too. Just saying, you know. Just so you know.
You were the only fucking one.
Oh, man, Kyle was the only one.
Yeah. Love old man, Kyle. We had to take him to the toilet.
afterwards, but
so,
it's
fine. Like any good Jeopardy game ends with a final Jeopardy. This is where you actually wager how much you want. Now, here's what I need you guys to do, though, is I need one of you to message me your wager after you hear your points, because I don't want anybody to know them other than you. So as soon as you find out how many points you have, message me your wager, and we'll go from there.
Tick. Yeah.
Just message me.
I got him. Message him.
Oh, it's got it. Anybody seen
it? We know where
it's going. We'll call you. Yeah. What? Oh, it was over underneath my little sister that has to do everything I do.
We don't know what. Yeah, we got to.
We don't know our
sports. Yeah, we don't know our sports.
This is
where
we're
going.
What's the category?
I'm like, no.
Oh, we're going to get caught. This town.
And Steve played fucking Hero of the Day
the
like 30 times.
The old that's SNL skits bitch. With the.
All right.
No. No, the pen is.
We're not quite gonna finish this, right?
Oh yeah,
take
that
a
was Sean Connery.
Short 2-minute intermission. Well, I didn't know if you were going.
All right, Curtis is ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so this is the amount of points you have. Go ahead, Curtis.
Your allegiance is first.
Your allegiance.
13,600.
13,600.
Lair is in second.
Lair is in second. 6,100.
And Lounge is in third. 4,900.
Lounge is in third. 4,900.
So we passed everything, but
still one.
Yeah,
obviously.
They've gotten twice as many points. They don't need any help.
Do we have to give you a points amount?
You can wager whatever you want, as little or as much.
What's the category?
Okay,
let's do a dollar. Let's do a dollar.
Oh, do they know the category?
Yeah, you know the category beforehand.
Yeah, well, you're not this time. So, because that's not how I do things.
You and Messenger feature.
Yeah, Messenger.
All right.
You can be your number one day, yeah?
Have to. I mean, we have no choice.
Bottom of the ninth. It's really quiet. I'm doing wonderful.
Everybody did exactly.
Just trying to fill space over here on this microphone.
All right, so the wagers are in. Let's see the final Jeopardy category. Why does the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast even keep recording? No! Don't say anything.
That's the category or the question?
That's the question. There is no category here. That's the question. You all need to message me your answer now. This is done in silent, and it's revealed.
Oh, yeah, wait. All right, it's better when they sing it.
While we're waiting, I have a real question for the audience. Has anybody else ever gotten a tattoo without realizing they were going to have a matching tattoo to their fat asexual friend? Is that just me? It's just me.
Trying to be a special snowflake or something?
Gonna be a bit of a nerd here, pet Steve.
He used the same needle.
I'm gonna have every disease you got. This is the last time I said
Pete is currently writing down the answers.
Sorry, dude.
I thought you guys were married.
He just says sorry, dude.
I ain't no monkey.
You best be talking in that mic if you're going to be doing that shit, Steve.
Sorry.
Just waiting on you, Lounge.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
All right.
They've had to phone their kids to tell them how to type it out.
Steve's getting tattooed. Pete's writing down some information.
He's far too young to be hanging out with old men. No, I don't know what's
standing back there looking sexy as shit. Matt Rod has a brand new sweatshirt. It looks wonderful. Old man Kyle, surprisingly hilarious today. Curtis Ackerman, his hair is tied up on his head. He's got wonderful fingers. I'd like to feel it in my bum.
I actually would be alright. It's kind of fun, isn't
we have
it,
some wonderful podcasters here that did a wonderful show.
So is this just dead air?
It was
right
wonderful.
Podcast
everyone.
Is still recording right
wonderfully
now.
Wonderfully wonderful.
Let's just have a conversation.
So
right
going
now.
With Steve's
recognize the professionals here who are talking.
All right, so the answers are in.
True, Maverick. I'm going to shit your pants, dude.
So at this point, we're going to reveal the answer, and then we'll go through. Go ahead, Mav. The friends and fans. Honestly, guys, this is exactly why we do this.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
You suck.
Somebody just yelled, "You suck." I think they think I'm on the Masters of Grayskull podcast. So, we'll start with Legion's Lounge with $4,900. They said they have nothing better to do. That's incorrect. And they wagered all of it, so they now have $0.
God, we should have left.
You blew it!
Target Legion's Lair to continue to fuck shit up. Respectable, but wrong.
Yes.
Who farted?
Maverick! Maverick shit your pants too.
Legion's Lair wagered all of it. They have $0 as well. Your leaders with 13,600 points. They said, because they have nothing better to do, and then immediately followed it up with, and to save Heidi from being pestered for sex for 3 hours a week. Incorrect, but they only wagered $1 and absolutely.
Well done, fellas.
He's a banker, so that makes
sense. Thank you guys for playing along. Where are the figures?
Right here.
Right here.
$20 super chat. Shooting the shelf wins.
Yes,
Jesse, we won.
You're represented on the
shooting the shelf one with a $20 super chat by Curtis Ackerman.
Jesse,
Mike, second place. Woo!
joint second in three.
You guys think you're all at Legion Con and wife is gonna kill me? Thing, you are all in fact at.
Oh!
What? They're wearing Curtis Khan 23 shirts. He's inevitable on the back. Hilarious.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Looks pretty good on you.
You look really good.
All right. So,
super chat money.
Good point.
Ohio State.
Okay, we got Travis grabbing some action figures over here.
We have three sealed autograph figures from the Four Horsemen. They all signed them. We're going to give one to each of the three contestants, and they're going to pick somebody from the audience who supported them and give that away. We're going to put the pressure on them to decide how to do that. So
one to each team or one to the winning team?
No, go one to each team. Yeah, we're going to spread it out because they all played along with us, even though they absolutely ate shit.
You still lost an empire, all right, man? Okay.
We'll get it back one day.
We'll see you at Euro Legions Con one day.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 even if it has to be my house, you're coming, right? I'll tell my wife.
Legions, go ahead, you guys, start looking for your person. We're getting ready to wrap things up. Before we do that, I kind of want to go around the room to the hosts and make sure that...
Did we get extra pepperoni at the pizza?
He's where we were.
We get extra pepperoni with the pizza. Yeah, we did. We did, folks. I'm really sorry for the people at home that have to hear this.
All right, so
we're
going to go around the host here real quick before we close out.
Yeah.
Jeremy DeWitt, anything you'd like to add before we go to the finale?
Nope, nothing. I got jack shit. No, this is wonderful. I bought some great toys, and I hope to buy some great more toys tomorrow. And I hope to have some drinks with all y'all tonight. And maybe step outside for a little bit. For some fresh air.
More Stephen Bisciotti, the alpha.
I just wanted to cement the fact that me and Peter are now best friends.
Or prison buddies.
Nothing brings two dudes closer together than a sexually transmitted disease. I'm out of Valtrex. You hook me up. Travis?
I just want to say thank you to everyone here. Thank you, everyone, for coming. I also want to say thank you to Peter for putting together everything.
Yeah. He made up for it for the year.
Speaking of Peter, I want to tell everyone to be on the lookout for some fucking killer heavy metal minivan.
Yeah!
Sex gazebo!
I wanna.
So, one of the things that we did want to do to kind of just bring this to a close, obviously Jeremy and I have had a little bit of fun with some parody songs, and there was one in particular that we did that had to do with somebody who was here in the crowd, and we thought it was only right that Jeremy dust off the old six string and we do a little live rendition of Hey Anthony.
Who's the nerd now?
For those of you that saw the song and thought it was shit the first time, it's not going to get any better, but feel free to sing along. It's easy. This is for you, Anthony, for opening up your doors to my now BFF.
Hopefully it's coming through.
Don't go to sleep.
Sure. Let's mic it up, fucker.
If you've got a microphone, I expect you to be singing. For those of you guys that have never heard or seen this before, we took Hey Jealousy by the Gin Blossoms, and we took Steven's experience sleeping at the House Seals house and made it into a little ditty we call Hey Anthony. So,
it's like karaoke.
I'm ready for it, man. Said no, and you know it might not be that bad. It'll be the best I've ever had if I hadn't ripped that bra off years ago. Corn boy wouldn't have said no. Tomorrow I will walk around this car like a customizing Obi-Wan, showing all the newbies how it's done. I'm the Lord. And you can trust me now. might as well.
More!
We might as well. Go ahead.
What?
God, he's dumb.
God, he's dumb.
Oh, let's go for it.
All right, then.
This is our ode to Travis.
I'm sorry.
He's my BFF. I mean, not like tattoo share disease BFF. But anybody that watches the show, he is just the lovablest idiot ever. So we took a little ditty called Cumbersome by 7 Mary 3, which also happens to be Trav's favorite band, and we changed it to God He's Dumb. So, Jeremy?
Sure.
Go. Pronunciations are coming too fast for us now. And though he likes to say he's becoming smarter now, every Mexican name is proving that's a lie. Trav has become so fucking dumb.
Yeah!
You all know. On our show, I like to believe he will finally take a stance, but the fence he's riding is tearing up his pants. Makes a bad whiskey face when he tries to choke it down. He can't laugh hard without falling to
passes out.
Trav has become so fucking dumb.
Oh no.
Trav has become so fucking dumb.
On our show. He's a bitch and won't fight. Always wrong and never right. All day and all night. God, he's dumb. He's rich and I'm poor. Got a good Christian girl to go and marry a whore. He almost died and now he's dumb. Oh, yeah. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Jeremy DeWitt.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice breakdown.
Trav can't tell the difference between two words because of the consonants involved. His appendix almost got him. Now he's become so goddamn dumb. It's black and it's white. He's a bitch and won't fight. Always wrong and never right. All day and all night. God, he's dumb. He's rich and I'm poor. Got a good Christian girl to go and marry a whore. He almost died and now he's dumb. Dumb, yeah. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Yeah. Trav has become so goddamn dumb. sincerely thank you guys for coming out tonight. We hope you guys had a good time. The only goal that we had tonight, two goals really. One, we wanted everybody to be together, and two, we just wanted to laugh. And I think we accomplished both of those things. So again, thank you so much for coming out and celebrating episode 300. Shout out to everybody that contributed tonight. Maverick is our jump-in producer. Give it up. Of course, Curtis Ackerman for terribly running the board. Mike Smith, Matt Rodriguez helped us with the setup. Give it up for them. I want to say thank you to Travis for allowing us to write songs like that and poke fun at him. He's been obviously an amazing friend for a lot of years, and I'm so glad he kind of brought me into the fold. I got to say thank you to Jeremy DeWitt. He is my spirit animal. I don't know. I mean, do gay couples have spirit animals? Because that's what I feel like. Like, I want to be. So I'd like to thank Steve for his contribution of just doing something that I did for the show. That was amazing that he was willing to do that. Of course, Kyle Moore jumping in at the last minute to fill in for Cornboy. He crushed it. So, for your host, Jeremy DeWitt, Travis Bowles, the man, Stephen, the Lord, the Alpha, Bashotti, I am Pete McCarthy, and until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.
Which one is it?
This is chaos. I don't think so. Okay, bye.